So, back again with another episode. And last night was Monday Night Raw. So, we got sort of a lot to talk about, but not too much. First of all, if you know what's going on with Raw right now, you know that Raw is sort of slumping because the ratings have been really up as they have before. They haven't been passing 2 million as recently. They've been stuck in the 1.7, 1.9 million territory. And I started taking this podcast inspiration from World Culture Wrestling on YouTube. So they talked about things. They talked about things that what Raw can do that can reset it, make it even better. So let's try to talk about that for a minute. One reason that Raw is slumping is because they have the same superstars over and over and over again. There's barely any change, which is the one thing that they're doing wrong. The only change is that Humberto Carrillo, Angel Garza, and Drew Gulak gain more screen time, apparently, than the others in the back. While stars like Ricochet, former United States Champion, and Mustafa Ali are fighting on, what was it, the main event, or whatever? I was like, why are they fighting there? They could have a match on Raw, that would be great. Or they could reform a tag team or something. That's the first issue. Same superstars. Drew, Braun, Bobby, Charlotte. The tag team champions. Same superstars over and over again on Raw. They give no other chances to any other people. Just recently, Mansoor, the first Saudi Arabian born WWE superstar, just signed a contract with Raw. So that's goodness for him, but he lost his 49 winning match streak when he got disqualified. So that's one way to protect him, but also you screw up his winning streak. Now the second thing is, there's no actual story with these going on. Meaning that every superstar who's on right now has this little story. Drew, Bobby, Braun, Charlotte, Rhea, and Asuka. It's a short-term but not really a long-term storyline, honestly. Charlotte and Asuka recreating their rivalry back from WrestleMania 34, which was in, like, 2018. And then Rhea and Charlotte renewing theirs from WrestleMania 36. Get some new rivalries in there. Make them good. Make the matches better. And then, speaking about Charlotte, she just got added to the Raw Women's Championship match WrestleMania Backlash. Make your triple threat match. My point is, don't give Charlotte any more title opportunities for a while. She's already a 13-time Women's Champion, holding the Divas title, Raw and SmackDowns, plus the Tag Team Championships. So she's held 14 titles, and NXT Championship. She's held 15 titles so far. That's the point. She's given way too much opportunities. And just like the New Day, 11-time Tag Team Champions combined it. They're good for now. Don't give anyone matches. Give someone like Jackson Riker and Elias a Tag Team title match. The Viking Raiders. Lucha House Party. Teams who have worked their way for it. Not just stars who've been there for a while and know their way around. That goes on to my next point with what's wrong with Raw. They carry on names for too long and it just starts to get boring. WrestleMania 37 was a great two-night event. Saw the return of fans. We finally saw the reaction. Saw how the stars made it, but why drag on to the first pay-per-view of the year? WrestleMania Backlash. Just call it Backlash. Next thing you're gonna do, WrestleMania. And then, like, that's gonna be something different. So I didn't really watch all of Raw, but the mid card is way better than the main matches to me, honestly. The only reasonable good match was Sheamus versus Mansoor. That was honestly the best match about the whole entire night. And then there's qualification. Another thing for me is take those stars from like 205 Live and the main event, give them a home. They don't have nowhere to go. They're stuck there. You have the same stars going off on main event, meaning Reckoning, aka Mia Yim, who's been moved to SmackDown, Ricochet, Mustafa Ali, or Mustafa Ali. You got Nikki Cross, Angel Garza, Drew Gulak, and they're missing a major opportunity with Angel Garza. He comes from a family of legacy wrestling, Lucha Libre, but they want to make him some slimy dirtbag with the ropes every time. The guy is married, and how do you think his wife feels? My second point is Drew Gulak was a dominant Cruiserweight champion. He's treating him like a backstage extra, not wanting to do anything. Getting thrown around, being 24/7 stuff. So that's really it. But, and then 24/7, that title is the thing that's keeping her alive right now, honestly. If it wasn't for Mick Foley bringing that title to life, and Archie's winning it the most, Raw would be dead without views right now, honestly. That's the thing, they don't maximize opportunities that they've seen or have. Opportunities like Ricochet. The man's incredible with his high-flying speed, strength, and agility. You got Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo come from a legacy of great Lucha Libre wrestlers. And then there's NC Tide that he wasted that can actually come back and impress you, but you just drop him dead. That's what I do not understand about what Raw does. Raw takes those superstars and just drops them in the water. Damian Priest might be the next one. It's happened to Aleister Black, that's why he went on break. It's happened to Ricochet, Andrew Garza, Drew Gulak, everyone she's still who's come up. There's like a 50% chance, more so to like 40% chance you're actually getting a push. We're promising that we're not also. Like, they make changes on the go, which messes up with our whole entire mind. That's the other thing. So, for me, we're rocking to the change stuff to be better. Invest in the superstars you have. Another ones to use over and over again. Drew, Bobby, Braun, Charlotte, they have their own thing, but make superstars come out more. Out of the show. Bring Ricochet back up. Bring Mustafa back up. Cedric, Shelton. You're wasting opportunities here. Second one, make the women's matches longer. The women's tag team championship was like 3 minutes long. That's so bad the women's division is booked right now. So we're gonna end with that, but we're gonna move on to Mickie James. Recently she's making headlines because she got her belongings in a trash bag from Mark Carano, and he's also been fired. But Mickie was speaking on the Grown Ass Woman's podcast page. She said that she could lead an all-woman's brand. Now, that is a great idea. An all-woman's brand will maximize more audience, more viewers, to watch both whenever it airs. Mick Foley said that, but he said AEW could take it, which they could. They maximize opportunities. They have partnerships from New Japan to Impact Wrestling. They're having a New Japan star wrestle John Moxley 2 weeks for the NJPW United States Championship, which is great. They maximize opportunities. But Raw is just here, not doing anything. So I'm getting sorry out of breath. My point is, they need partnerships, collaborations. They need anything just to keep their viewers up. But back to Mickie James, grown-ass woman's podcast. She spoke out how a WWE official turned that deal down, said I would not make any money. How would you not want to make any money if it wasn't never made? They should at least try the idea first, and then if it doesn't, they could most likely shut it down. That's the thing I don't understand with them. They don't try any ideas. They fire the stars on the spot for even thinking, honestly. AEW hasn't been in the creative activity for me. But that's all I have for today. I'm not going to be coming NXT from tomorrow. I'll be coming AEW, Blood and Guts. Now, Blood and Guts, I'm excited for. We're finally getting it. So, we'll cover that soon. But for now, that has been the Full Counter Wrestling news of the day. And stay safe. Have a good day. Have a good week. And peace.